And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Thursday, the 2nd of May, 2024. The Scottish Government has announced it's now paid more than £500 million worth of child disability payments for families. A vital source of support for parents of disabled children, the funding helps families to cover the additional costs that come with caring for a child or young person who is disabled, whilst also applying to those with long-term health conditions and terminal illnesses. More than 78,000 children have been supported through the payment since it was introduced in 2021, replacing the Disability Living Allowance and being paid by Social Security Scotland. The Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities has announced that Wales will be hosting the next Islands Forum as it focuses on how island communities can be levelled up. Topics on the agenda for the meeting include how housing shortages can be tackled, as well as how derelict or vacant properties can be brought back into use. Leaders from across the UK public sector landscape have been invited to the event, with eligible council leaders and chief executives being joined by representatives of the devolved governments. The government's support for island communities around the United Kingdom is backed further through measures such as the Levelling Up partnership with Argyll and Bute, as well as long-term plans for towns' investments in the Isle of Wight and Orkney. Falkirk Council has confirmed that a new report has highlighted the significant progress it's made on value assurance. Since the Council's last Best Value Assurance report in 2022, the Council has made progress, however it has also acknowledged that the commitment to meeting the needs of communities is ongoing. Through the latest report, the Accounts Commission has praised the Council's proactive approach that it's taken to tackling financial challenges, however a £62 million budget gap still remains. Community engagement is another area that requires further development, as the report acknowledges existing efforts for consultation, but efforts to develop a community engagement strategy must be accelerated. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.